The Irish Times, election 2011.
I'm Anna O'Kelly, and this is the Irish Times Daily Election Podcast. In today's election podcast, political editor Stephen Collins previews tonight's leaders' debate and explores Fine Gael's voting strategy and whether the party's transfers will go to Labour or Independents. Paul Cullen looks at the Dublin South West constituency, while Arklow councillor Peter Dempsey tells us why he's running in Wicklow South Carlow. But first, some views from students and first-time voters on how they will vote on Friday.
There is no real political alternative to the government. That's the government that's in charge at the minute. The most likely government that will get in is a Fine Gael, either by themselves or with Labour. They will implement the same policies that Fine Gael are implementing at the minute. The economic situation is dire. Current government that's in charge, she has been in government for the last 13-14 years. They basically deregulised the banking system, which led to mismanagement of the economic situation.
Just terrible. We really got let down. People were trusted to do a job and we were lied to. A little bit disappointed, and a lot of my friends will be emigrating now. So I suppose in my generation, in 10 years' time, how many of my friends and family are still going to be around? Sad. I suppose I don't really know who to vote for at the moment, because it seems like everybody makes promises, and once they get into government, you never see them again.
Well, the economy is a mess, and all the parties, I don't think any of them really know how to sort it out or anything.
The situation is just a bit depressing at the moment and confusing and all the rest. Everything feels very unstable. I'm confused, to be honest, about what to vote. I need to do my research now. Fianna Fáil should be punished, but I'm not sure about voting Fine Gael in. And I think there's some really good independents out there, but I don't know if a mixed government is the way to go again. I think one party will be better, just to try and move things along.
I just kind of feel almost embarrassed to be Irish right now. This country just really, nobody knows what to be doing anymore. No political party seems to know what's right for the country itself. I'm kind of afraid to see what's going to happen in the next general election.
Well, I think it's really hard for students coming out of college. We don't have any prospects.
Everyone's kind of disappointed, kind of sick and tired of talking about it. I just want to see something happen, really, at this stage. It's really depressing and tiring, and everyone's just, like, fed up.
Well, I think we're in a right mess at the minute. No thanks to the Fianna Fáil and Green Coalition. Like, I mean, us students are tired of being dished up on a plate and having to emigrate to the US and the UK. Something's got to give. We need change.
The Irish Times, election 2011.
Stephen Collins, political editor. In Dublin South East, the Fine Gael Director of Elections has advised party voters to give their preferences to an independent rather than to Labour or Fianna Fáil. At a national level, the party hasn't made any decision. In the past, there was always arrangements at many elections between Fine Gael and Labour that they were transferred to each other. Labour has made no public announcement either. So I imagine Fine Gael and Labour will probably transfer to each other in fairly heavy numbers. We had a poll last week into the Dunleary constituency in the Irish Times, and when you looked at the number twos, they were going very heavily from Fine Gael first, and then from Fine Gael to Labour, and vice versa. They were going fairly strongly, not quite as strongly from Labour to Fine Gael as from Fine Gael to Labour, but pretty strongly. So I imagine the two parties will probably want to reinforce that pattern. But Fine Gael, now that they're in position to have an overall majority or to be the biggest party and possibly form a single party government, Fine Gael may be reluctant to say transfer to Labour. They may prefer to see some independents getting elected, as in Dublin South East. But I think at a national level, I doubt if the party will be making a call on their supporters not to transfer to Labour. I think there are divided views in Fine Gael really about what the best possible outcome would be. Everybody's agreed the best possible outcome would be a Fine Gael majority government. If they're able to be in government on their own, that would be fine. Few people in Fine Gael expect that. So the alternatives then, it looks, some of the poll results are right, that Fine Gael will be fairly close to an overall majority. They'll be in the mid-70s to high-70s, and it's possible they could put together a government with the independents or the Greens, if the Greens come back with two or three seats. Michael Lowry is a former Fine Gael TD. Certainly there are people in the party who think that is the best way to go, that Fine Gael would be able to implement their own policies, and that Fine Gael would have all the cabinet posts to divide among the party, and that it would keep all the factions in the party happy. However, I don't think that's really the majority view in the party. Enda Kenny has said on a couple of occasions what we need after the election is a strong and stable government. And I take that as the code for saying that if Fine Gael don't have an overall majority, Fine Gael will do a deal with Labour, because they would have a clear majority, and the government is going to have to implement pretty tough policies. So I think the more considered view on Fine Gael is they will should do a coalition deal with Labour. But the question is, what kind of deal? And I think that's where the desire to have Fine Gael close to an overall majority in the eyes of Fine Gael people, in the eyes of the Fine Gael directors of elections, would give Fine Gael a stronger hand in negotiating with Labour. But I still think the most likely outcome is Fine Gael and Labour. Gareth Fitzgerald is certainly taking a very public position. He would prefer to see Fine Gael Labour government. Gareth Fitzgerald in government, in many ways, he was regarded by even by his own people as being more in sympathy with Labour quite often than he was with Fine Gael. That government in the 1980s was often portrayed as one where there were ideological battles, but Gareth Fitzgerald was usually on the Labour side of the argument rather than with, say, people like John Bruton, who would have taken a more conservative view. Gemma Hussey is a bit more surprising because Gemma Hussey, when you read her diary, she was constantly fighting with Labour when she was in government. And I think that's one of the legacy issues from the 1980s that a lot of Fine Gael people remember, that the government, it was bogged down in endless disputes. It took it a long time to arrive at decisions. Ultimately, the government in the 1980s did manage to turn the economy around. It got very little credit for doing so because it took so much time to do it, but it can be argued that it did it in a fairer way than would have been the case if it had just simply gone at the problem straight off. But when that government was taken out of power and Fianna Fáil came in as a minority government afterwards, a lot of the spade work had been done and a lot of the public finances were getting back on the right track. But a lot of Fine Gael people still have bad memories of that government. By comparison, though, some of the other Fine Gael people, younger Fine Gael people, point to the 1990s government where relations were much better. The two lead characters, John Bruton and Dick Spring, didn't particularly like each other. They had clashes in the 80s and that coloured their view of the 1990s. But they got on pretty well in government, but their ministers certainly got on well. There were no big ideological clashes. And I think the difference was, of course, the economy was recovering. There was money to spend. They were prudent. Rory Quinn was regarded as a very good Minister for Finance. So I think the 1990s experience was one that they all look back on, both Fine Gael and Labour. They look back on with much fonder memories than that of the 1980s. So I think people in both parties would hope that if they're in government together again, that it would be more like the 1990s style government. But the economic position is so difficult. Tough decisions have got to be taken. So it's not going to be easy for whoever is in government. But the overall, I think the view in Fine Gael would be, yes, a coalition with Labour, they trust Labour. They've been in opposition with Labour for so long. People like Pat Rabbit, Enda Kenny, Rory Quinn, Eamon Gilmore, Sean Barrett, they've been around for a long time together. They have been fighting Fianna Fáil. So they see a lot of commonality of interest. And I imagine that the most likely result after the election is that they will do a deal. But there will be some tough negotiations on the deal and particularly on the framework. Fine Gael want to get this IMF EU plan dealt with in 4 years and get it out of the way, and they would hope that in 5 years' time the economy will be recovering and they will be seen to have finished the job and to have put the country back on track. There is a feeling in Fine Gael that Labour, by wanting to postpone it for a couple of years to continue the borrowing and postpone some of the pain, that they would end up in 5 years' time just where they were in 1987, not having finished the job, and that that would see Fianna Fáil surging back into power. Enda Kenny is hugely confident at the moment. His party has done very well. He's had a very good campaign. The strategy's been right. The tactics have been right. And I think he'll perform fine in the debate. I think one of the problems about Enda Kenny in the past was people were more critical, I feel, of Enda Kenny than other party leaders for whatever reason. And he was perceived as the weak link. And one of the reasons being was he found it very hard to get a high popularity rating with the public. So the feeling was that he would be the weakest element leader in the debate. All he's got to do is be steady tonight. He doesn't have to win the debate hands down. All he's got to do is make sure he keeps on track and doesn't make any mistakes, and I don't think he particularly will. Eamon Gilmore is now under more pressure. Eamon Gilmore in the Dáil was regarded as a much better debater than Enda Kenny. He performed very well against Fianna Fáil. He hasn't been that sure-footed since the election campaign began. Getting the right tone, he's found it difficult. He, in the beginning, was using the attack mode, which was so successful in the Dáil, but it hasn't really gone down that well in an election campaign. So I imagine he'll tone it down and he will try and recover. But he's right, he's a good debater, and I would expect Eamon Gilmore will certainly do fine. He did in the Irish language debate. Micheál Martin, in a way, has been one of the best debaters. I thought in his performance against Eamon Gilmore on TV3 in the Irish language debate on TG Cahir, he did very well. But his party is a toxic brand at the moment, and I don't think it matters how well or how badly he does. It's going to have very little influence. A good performance will shore up morale among the 16 to 18% of people who are still going to vote Fianna Fáil, and I think he needs it for his own troops, but I don't think he's going to win any of the floating voters. So I think the debate being so late in the election, I don't see it having any big decisive impact on the outcome unless something spectacular happens.
The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
This is Paul Cullen, and I'm talking about the Dublin South West constituency, which is 4 seats. Dublin South West is centred on Talla, but it also includes middle class areas such as Temple Oge and Ballycullen, and even stretches into rural parts of the Dublin Mountains. On this occasion, all four TDs are running again. That's Conor Lenehan and Charlie O'Connor from Fianna Fáil, Brian Hayes of Fine Gael, and Pat Rabbit from Labour. This is one of these constituencies where Fianna Fáil has two seats, and it hasn't managed to reduce its number of candidates to one. So both Lenehan and O'Connor are going forward again, and there isn't a chance in hell that both of them will be re-elected. It's also one of these constituencies where most observers think the TD on the ground, in this case Charlie O'Connor, who's also known as Mr. Talla to some people, is more likely to come out ahead than the more high-profile candidate, in this case Junior Minister Conor Lenehan, who has had a number of posts in the administration and even considered himself a leadership contender in the recent Fianna Fáil battle to be the leader of that party. One of the curiosities about this constituency is that on each occasion, at least on the last two times, the poll topper in an election fell flat on his face and lost his seat in the following election. So this happened to Brian Hayes of Fine Gael, who stormed home in 1997 and he lost his seat 5 years later. And on that occasion, Sean Crowe of Sinn Féin got the most first preferences, but he lost his seat in the 2007 election. So this law is followed again. It would seem that Conor Lenehan, who topped the poll last time, would fall victim to this particular voodoo. Brian Hayes of Fine Gael is likely to top the poll, but the question would be whether Fine Gael could possibly get a second seat. With its surge in the polls, there is a possibility that Cáit Keane, a former PD senator who's now standing for the party, might also come in to the next Dáil. However, Keane was only added to the ticket very late, and her base in middle-class Temple Oge will serve to make inroads into Conor Lenehan's vote and may not be large enough for her to cross the line. Labour will be in the running for two seats as well. Pat Rabbit is sure to be elected, but his running mate, Eamon Maloney, views are mixed as to whether he has the strength to get across the line. There aren't many independents running in this constituency, and none of them is rated to have a serious chance. There's a Father's Rights campaigner, Ray Kelly, and also Mick Murphy of the Socialist Party should poll respectively, but the main interest will be in where his transfers go. So I would say there is certainly one seat for Labour, one seat for Fine Gael, probably one seat still for Fianna Fáil, and that will probably be Charlie O'Connor. And Sean Crowe from Sinn Féin, which is on the rebound, will come back and take a seat that he formerly held for this constituency.
The Irish Times, election 2011, independent candidates.
Peter Dempsey, Wicklow, South Carlow. I have been an independent local councillor for the last 9 years, and I've worked diligently on the ground to help the marginalised and bring the hard questions to the people who refuse to answer them. When this election came about, I am just so sick of the false promises that was made by the last government, and none of them has come to fruition. So with that in mind, I put my name forward, and what I've been hoping to do was bring jobs fairs for the whole of Wicklow. We have a massive opportunity for job creation within the tourism and aquaculture section, and the whole of this area must be tapped into. Angling is bigger than golf. We have to eliminate waste from public spending. Far too much money is wasted on quangos and jobs for the boys. We have to support the marginalised, the special needs, our elderly and our youth. Another big issue with me is promoting drug prevention and rehabilitation. Every place in Ireland has drug problems. The prevention, as far as I'm concerned, is far better than cure. We also must put some structure in place to safeguard those who are under threat of eviction due to loss of work and increased interest rates. It's time we looked after our greatest assets, and that's our people.
Thanks for listening, and if you're watching the Leaders' Debate this evening, we'll be live blogging from irishtimes.com/election2011.